Hey, you wanna get high, man?
That stimulates your mind.
Get up, Chucky!
What have we got here? Fucking comedian.
You mean Rogan Kim?
Hello, and welcome to the Rogan Kim Cast. It's me, Rogan Kim. Thank you so much for joining me. I am streaming live on YouTube, which I have nobody watching, so it's basically no different than doing a podcast, except now instead of doing a podcast, I'm streaming live to zero people. But even if there are zero people, the show must go on. I have done comedy shows where nobody showed up. Nobody showed up, and we just did the show anyways. Okay? That's what kind of psychopaths comedians are. Sometimes they'll throw a comedy show, nobody shows up, and they'll fucking just do it anyways for each other. You might as well get the reps in. You might as well get the set in, right? Okay. Well, before we move on to business, here's some it's me scooting. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm also going to run this stream. I'm also recording the stream. I'm going to put it up on Spotify. I'm going to put it up on all the podcasting platforms, and it's going to be on YouTube as well. Maybe I'll put it up on Twitter. Maybe it's going to be everywhere. I will put it on lots of platforms where nobody will see it. Isn't that when you know you've made it, when you have more platforms and listeners, right? Yeah, there's so many platforms. And if I could just get one person per platform, that would be huge for my numbers. Anyway, speaking of numbers, here is a sponsor of the Rogan Kim Cast. I am getting a warning from YouTube. Okay, what did I do? It says the current bit rate is lower than the recommended bit rate. Now it's saying I'm okay. Well, that's all right. That was fun. Okay. A little bit of technical difficulties here. I don't know what all this stuff is on the side. Oh, it's like a chat. It's a chat. And I have a tip jar here. You can see I have a tip jar. Okay. I'm ready. As soon as one or two people come, and I might be raking in the dough. Speaking of raking in the dough, we have a sponsor. HideMe.ai. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Hey, you. Do you feel like the Illuminati is watching you? Like the five eyes are always on your back? Well, I have a product for you. Do you understand what anonymity means on the internet? It's very important in today's world. The product I'm asking you to sponsor is HideMe. HideMe, in today's digital world, your online privacy is more important than ever. HideMe offers you a top-of-the-line data privacy services to protect your personal information from prying eyes. HideMe keeps your data secure and your identity anonymous. We serve in servers over 60 countries. Now, if you think that you need some privacy, use the code TripleEliteMemes at HideMe, your shield in the digital world.
Okay, that was a message from HideMe, our sponsor. That was an ad that was supposed to be 30 seconds long, and it ended up being 2 minutes long. Spokesperson in question is Sean Kessler, star of the canceled show The Kessler Report. We tried to do a show with Sean Kessler because, you know, he always had that hard-hitting news he was bringing to Twitter spaces. He always had that information that nobody ever, besides the mainstream news outlets, nobody ever stated, okay, besides Sean. So we made a show called The Kessler Report with him in it. That was the ad read he did. He was so drunk during the ad read, you can hear the entire crew laughing in the background. If you go ahead and listen to that ad again, just with your earphones on. Like, I had my headphones in. I could hear myself laughing in the background as he was stumbling through the ad. So HideMe.ai is a legitimate business. That ad was not a real ad. The code, I don't think, works. So don't put in the code. But Triple Elite Memes is a real group of guys. Okay? Shout out to the boys at Triple Elite Memes. Last episode, I had Jeff on from the crew. I've had others on. And I'll have many more. And I, as soon as this streaming thing gets figured out, I'll start streaming on Twitter. I don't like saying X. I don't know why. It's because I'm old. But it isn't just because I'm old. Like, just because I'm old doesn't mean I don't have brand loyalty. Like, everybody has brand loyalty. That's not, it's not a thing about being, it's not like I'm so old, I don't want to call her a new name. No, it's like Twitter.com. It's Twitter, their tweets. All right, it's over. It's like New Coke. Do you remember New Coke? No, of course not, because I'm old, okay? And I remember New Coke. New Coke sucked, right? Nobody liked New Coke. New Coke, there was Old Coke. Everybody liked Old Coke, not New Coke, right? They tried to make it happen. They tried to make it catch on, and it didn't, all right? So X, they're really pushing X hard. Of course it's going to catch on over time, you know, but we're always going to remember it as Twitter. X.com doesn't even exist. Somebody else has it. Okay. Thus ends my tirade against X.com. But Twitter.com, type that in your browser. See where it takes you. A website called X. Okay. Anyways, HideMe.ai is a privacy service dedicated to cleaning your footprint off the internet. So every time you're on the internet, every time I'm on the internet, every time you leave a trail, right? A digital snail trail, just of slimy data, your email, your address, your name, your picture, your address, everything, just layers of slime, just like all over the internet. Just imagine servers with snail slime, and that snail slime points to you. If they follow that snail trail, okay, that's a trail they're going to take that leads right up to your front door, okay? And is that what you want? You want everybody knowing where you live? You want everybody knowing that you bought a diamond dildo? You want everyone to know that? I mean, maybe you do. Maybe that's why you put it on Instagram. Maybe that's why you're holding it and you're like, you know, maybe you're like, I have a diamond dildo. And you're like, yeah, look at my diamond dildo, everybody. Look at it. Okay. Now, of course, that's what maybe you did that of your own free will. But what if somebody did that against your will, right? What if somebody broke into your house, tied you up, brought out your diamond dildo, and said, I'm going to put this on Instagram for everyone to see. I'm going to put you on blast. Like, your diamond dildo is going down, right? An internet story or whatever, Instagram story history. We're going to put it in there. I'm going to blast. I'm going to break into your house, take you hostage, like hold you at gunpoint, tie you up, force you to, well, okay, maybe I have to get you to unlock your phone, then tie you up. Get into your Instagram, find your diamond dildo, and then start making stories about you and your diamond dildo against your will. Is that what you want? No, of course not. And that's why you need HideMe.ai, okay, to remove your digital footprint from the internet, okay? Because you don't want people kicking down your door, fishing out your diamond dildo, holding you and your family hostage, and making an Instagram story about it before you're able to make the Instagram story that you wanted to make about it, okay? So this is the whole thing. It's like, it's not just invasion of privacy. It's stealing content. There are people out there dedicated to stealing your content, okay? And they're tracking you down. They're going to find out who you are, and they're going to one-up you. Their entire account is dedicated to one-upping people before they can put out their content because they siphoned up all their data. And they have an algorithm that's like, oh, this guy wants to make a diamond dildo Instagram story probably in about 3 days. You're going to get there a day early and make the fucking dildo video. Is that so? Listen, this is a bigger headache than you would ever want. The best way to prevent a headache like this is to go to HideMe.ai. Okay? For your shield in the digital world. That's what Sean Kessler said. for your share in digital world. For your No, don't cut. For your share in your share in a digital world. Okay, that's a cut. Thanks, Sean. Thanks. That's what the recording session was like. Okay. So, anyway, check out hideme.ai. Privacy is really going to be, I mean, it is important. It's always been important. Privacy has always been important ever since you had a secret. Ever since you had a secret little diary that you wrote things in. Dear diary, I hate Jim. Jim is such a, you know. Maybe you have a cryptographic key to a certain asset. Huh? Okay, you know, like your Bitcoin keys. Maybe you have something. You don't want prying eyes to see. Maybe you like ladies' underwear, but I guess now that's okay. It used to be that if you like to wear ladies' underwear as a man, you would have to keep that private. Maybe you'd have some friends that you do it with, but that seems like a liability because they could rat you out. Like overall, you're keeping it hush-hush. People used to know how to keep a secret, okay? All right? You know what I mean? Like, listen, they say Obama, right? Like, he has no sex scandals. He has no sex scandals, right? And you're telling me that the most powerful man in the world at one time never had a sex scandal and there was never any incident, okay? You know why he doesn't have any sex scandals? Because men can keep a secret, all right? So it's all about just being able to keep your mouth shut and being able to just fucking keep a secret. No one can do that anymore. No one can do that. If you trust a secret to somebody, there's a very good chance that a person on the other end of the world will know about it in minutes. In minutes. I mean, technically, it's feasible. Anybody could do that. Anybody could tell me a secret, and I could just text something, right, and just send it off into the internet. Now it's out there. It's not a secret anymore. I mean, it used to be if you were violating someone's trust, you know, exposing a secret, the only person you could do that to is somebody in your circle, somebody in town, somebody around you. Now you can rat out somebody in China to somebody else in Brazil, right? You can rat out two people you have nothing to do with on opposite sides of the world, creating all kinds of chaos and havoc in their lives. And meanwhile, you're sitting pretty in Nebraska, right? Just on your phone having fun. And that's what's possible now. So in that scenario, you want to be sure that, you know, people can't get all your precious data, right? You know, all your secrets. Oh, you know, they already know your habits, right? Here's the whole thing. The contradiction about this whole thing is that we have these phones, you know, we got these phones here, right? We're willingly giving up our privacy at every second. These things are fucking wiretaps. These things have a little camera on them. They have a microphone. They never turn off, right? The reason why you can't turn your iPhone off is because it doesn't turn off ever, right? That's why they stop letting you take the battery out. There are some Androids now where you can take the battery out, but even Androids, right, follow the same model. And the thing is, there's no off anymore. It's still going, and it's still listening, still watching, listening. Wasn't there some article about how your Wi-Fi router can be used to make a map of your home from the Wi-Fi signal? It's kind of like echolocation. They could use it to just, you know, like map out your house. So they have a good, and then from GPS, they could see where you're moving in the house, right? And then you just think that, oh, the phone is listening and the phone is doing this. Like I was talking about Hondas and all of a sudden I'm getting all these Honda ads. that's weird, right? Maybe the phone is listening to me. And I think on some level, yeah, the phone is listening. I mean, literally is listening. But I think the other level of that is that there are predictive algorithms going on. It's predicting your behavior so that before you even utter the word Honda, it knows you're thinking about Hondas, right? Without even looking at a Honda ad, maybe you're looking at popcorn, maybe you're looking at horses, maybe you're looking at it, just the algorithm says, hey, there's a good likelihood this guy's going to start looking for a Honda because he's looking at horse races. Horse races equals Honda. Like somehow they figured it out. You're not going to be able to figure that out in your conscious brain. We're not going to be able to figure that out. But somehow there's an association and it's gambling on you going for the Hondas, and you did. And it's giving you Honda ads. Everybody's happy. Everybody's getting money. Yay. So the thing is, it's, yeah, I've said this before. It's a fucking snitch, right? Snitch in your house, snitching on you every moment. And in that context, we are seeking privacy. We're seeking to be private while we carry a snitch around. While there's a mole or a rat in our midst, we're trying to keep it tight and secret, right? I mean, we're trying to keep, no one can know what we're talking about, but let's just keep the wiretap around, okay? No one can know the location we're in, but you know, we'll leave the GPS machine on. Everybody have their individual GPS machines so that they could triangulate our location? Great, good, great, okay. I heard that informants and stuff like that, they demand that journalists don't have regular phones, that they have flip phones with batteries in them or something, you know, like, and I think that makes sense in this day and age. But is it too little too late, I wonder? I mean, we're literally just giving away our shit. We're just giving it away. I mean, every single moment of our lives we're seeking to share. Share, we have to share it. I have to share everything I do. I have to share everything. I went to the bathroom. I got up. I ate food. I saw the sunshine on my face, and it was nice because I had a mirror up, and then I had my phone on selfie mode on the mirror, and so I could get like the front and the back because I think you should look at my ass too. Everybody in the world, please look at my ass and look at what I'm eating. And if you could give me some affirmation for that, some positive affirmation for just existing, like I want the entire world to get up and give me a standing ovation for being alive, for taking a breath, for taking these pictures, you know, everything I do, I want, hit that like button and subscribe. Hit that like button and subscribe. Just hit it, okay? Listen, we got these, I was talking about those Apple Vision Pros. It's all the news, right? Apple Vision Pro. It's the fucking Ready Player One. Oh, man, you're just like, you're just walking around and be like, shoop, 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 shoop. You can look at porn and be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then you can be like, oh, wait, and then you can be like, oh, no, I'm not looking at that kind of porn. Stop. No, I'm not. What? No, it's not porn at all. I'm learning how to make a bottle out of clay. I don't know why my eyes are closed under that. I guess they shouldn't be closed under the Apple Vision Pros because then you couldn't see anything. You have to have your eyes open so that your vision can be obscured by the images being put on by the goggles, okay? People are driving around in their Tesla self-driving mode with their Apple Vision Pros on. Just multi-screen it. And, you know, you could see that it's just an intermediary step, right? The goggle thing. That's just like, you know, brick phone technology or whatever. Like, that's, you know, that's just like people are going to look back at that and be like, oh, what the? You guys put fucking goggles on and looked at something an inch in front of your face for hours like that? You thought that was. We have diodes. We have floating nanomachine diodes that emit a light, a projection onto our retinas directly. You don't have to put anything on. They're just there, right? So you're always in. You're always in, man. You're always in. There is no in or out. There's no difference between in or out. The internet becomes the outer net. Like, it's all going to be internet. Internet of things, internet of people, places, and things, okay? Internet, all nouns will be on the internet. I don't care. This coffee cup, it's on the internet now, see? It's on the internet. See, if I show you, look, I'm going to show you, what's this? Here, I'm gonna. This is a ball of hash. Okay, that's on the internet now. It's on the internet. I can't do anything about it. It's on the internet. Everything is on the internet now. Okay, including you. Right, you're gonna be on there pretty soon. There's these Neuralink trials, right? Alright, sorry for the delay here. I'm look at this. Look at okay, we got this Elon Musk. What the your privacy. Oh look, speaking of privacy, we use essential cookies to make sure our near I'm gonna go here. I wanna reject optional cookies. Okay, so we got here we go. Elon Musk's Neuralink brain chip, what scientists think of first human trial. Some researchers are concerned about a lack of transparency surrounding the implant, which aims to allow people to control devices through thought alone. Here we go. Neuralink, founded by Elon Musk, has launched a long-awaited clinical trial. That's the picture there. Okay, I'll read a little bit from the Neuralink. The company through which entrepreneur Elon Musk hopes to revolutionize brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, has implemented a brain-reading device into a person for the first time, according to a tweet. See, I told you, not according to an X, according to a tweet posted by Musk on the 29th of January. BCIs record and decode brain activity with the aim of allowing a person with severe paralysis to control a computer, robotic arm, wheelchair, or other device through thought alone. Apart from Neuralink's device, others are under development and some have already been tested in people. I thought there was only... Oh, okay. Neurotechnology researchers are cautiously excited about Neuralink's human trial. What I hope to see is that they can demonstrate that it is safe and that it is effective at measuring brain signals. A short-term, but more importantly, long-term, says Mariska Van Steensel, a neuroscientist. Oh, but more importantly, long-term. All right, that wasn't... It almost seemed like she was continuing with that. Sorry. Okay, Mariska Van Steensel, a neuroscientist at University Medical Center Utrecht in the Netherlands and president of the International BCI Society. Okay, but there is frustration about a lack of detailed information. There has been no confirmation that the trial has begun beyond Musk's tweet. The main source of public information on the study... on the trial is a study brochure inviting people to participate in it, but that lacks details such as where implementations are being done and the exact outcomes that the trial will assess, says Tim Dennison, a neuroengineer at the University of Oxford, UK. All right, so basically it could be smoke and mirrors. I found this. Okay, this is from Neuralink.com. It's Neuralink's first in-human clinical trial. It's open for recruitment. So we're happy to announce that we've received approval from the reviewing independent institutional review board, huh? And our first hospital site to begin recruitment for our first in-human clinical trial. The PRIME study, short for Precise Robotically Implanted Brain-Computer Interface, a groundbreaking investigational medical device trial for a fully implantable wireless brain-computer interface, BCI, aims to evaluate the safety of our implant, N1, and surgical robot, R1, and assess the initial functionality of our BCI for enabling people with paralysis to control external devices with their thoughts. Okay, well, what could go wrong? I mean, look, here's Neuralink's patient registry. It says if you're interested in learning whether you may qualify for current and or future Neuralink clinical trials, consider joining our patient registry. So you could sign up. You could be like, sign me up, everybody. Sign me. I want them to put it in my brain. Put it in my fucking brain. All right. All right. So we're trying to get privacy. We're trying to pitch the idea that privacy is super important. Privacy is gold. Privacy, you need to keep private. Also, broadcast everything you do and say with your device. Put that device, strap that device onto your face, okay? So now you can broadcast Everything you see and hear directly from your head's POV. That's good, right? And then stare at a screen for hours. Oh, wait. No, we're going to start implanting things into people's brains because, well, they're paralyzed. And paralyzed people should be able to go on TikTok, too. Paralyzed people should be able to operate their social media devices, right? So that we can know that they're paralyzed and overcoming their battles and overcoming all their stuff as a paralyzed person, making stories about how they're paralyzed, right? And if you have a Neuralink, you'd be able to do better stuff. You could have your camera set up far away. I mean, it's already a pain. Trust me, like I know if I set up a camera, you got to press record, you got to run the thing. So now with Neuralink, if you're paralyzed, you can just, with your thoughts, be like, focus, record, I'm going to say, you know, and then even with your thoughts, you could put that stuff online. I could probably just do this whole pod. Okay, if I was paralyzed, I could get a Neuralink chimp implanted, N1, get that implanted by an R1, which is their surgical robot, into the old noggin here, and then I'd be able to be like, zoom, or record, right? I'd be able to like just use, right now I have to use my mouse, right, to flip back and forth from like this to this, like some kind of primitive monkey man who, you know, anyways. Neuralink, right? Neuralink. Now, there are some who believe that Elon Musk is today's our P.T. Barnum, the modern-day P.T. Barnum, the guy who P.T. Barnum would have like a giant freak show and carnival and circus, whatever. I mean, Barnum and Bailey, right? That the circus, big circus, that's him. But He's the guy who coined the term, there's a sucker born every minute, right? Truly American man. He had a house of oddities or whatever, and it would say, this way to the egress, right? It's a famous story. It's like, this way to the egress this way, a big sign, and people would follow the sign, and egress means exit, right, in Latin or whatever, and so they would just exit the thing and get, and then the suckers would come back and pay double to go back in, right? Anyways, maybe Musk is equally grifty, equally a scammer, maybe, perhaps. I mean, he is pushing the whole green thing, right? Tesla is all the whole green thing, and the green thing is essentially government-subsidized. It's like government-subsidized inefficiency, right? It costs more energy to make these cars than they save. And the only way to make it happen so that you can make them is for somebody to just keep giving you money, subsidizing you so you can make it, because otherwise you would be losing money on every car. So there you go. I mean, that's and the next thing is, you know, he's this big freedom guy, right? He's the freedom guy, the freedom of speech guy. Like, he's trying to be like some Ayn Randian kind of capitalist, like one of those John Galt type figures or whatever, Roark type figures, right? Who's like, I'm going to do it myself. And, like, hey, you know, you're crazy, man. And he's like, I'm going to do it. They said the guy who invented the wheel was crazy until everybody had one or something, you know, like. And I could see that on some level if he wasn't one of the largest defense contractors that we have with SpaceX, the military. So you got the government, the federal government, plus the military industrial complex pouring billions of dollars into this guy. And he is the guy fighting the man. He's fighting the man, by getting paid by the man to tell you that he's fighting the man. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, what do I know? Maybe he is. Maybe he's the hero we deserve. Maybe that's who it is. It's Elon Musk. And he's here to put chips in your brain, right? And to me, chips in the brain is just as brick phony, you know, clunky, the clunky tech version of what's to come. That why do they need to put a chip, like there's a, oh, I got this chip and I'm going to stick it in your brain, right? It's like in The Matrix in 1999, the idea of hooking of a BCI, right? The brain computer interface was like a giant jack, they would jack into your brain in the back, like a headphone jack that they couldn't even make it small. It could have just been a tiny fiber optic thing. No, but it's a giant headphone jack to jack into the base of the skull, right? And that made sense to everybody. We were like, yeah, that's what it would be like. And now we think it's like a chip, a literal chip that they're going to jam into your brain. Get in there and jam it in there, right? Like, and I think that's probably just old tech, right? I think they're going to just put nanomachines in you, inject them, or have you breathe them in, you know, and it makes sense. They would just cluster in your brain instead of having to go into your brain with a knife and stick something in there and kind of make connection. You just have nanomachines go through your bloodstream, right? Cross the blood-brain barrier, get onto your brainstem, and then they gather and become a larger computer thing. They form their little connections. They get in there, and well, that's a horror movie that could happen, right? Like an accidental release of nanotech into people's brains, and then they all become it's just a zombie movie, though, isn't it? That's just a zombie movie, just with tech instead of viruses. Anyways, green light. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this nanotech zombie movie happen. It's going to be, I don't know. It's going to be, what do we call it? The Walking Heads. Yeah, I think we should do The Walking Heads, because the nanomachines, they take over your brain, but your body rots away, and so they it becomes like, you know, the thing when the head grows legs like a spider and walks around. That's it. That's what it's going to be like, The Walking Heads. Okay, well, I think I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap up Hold on, let me see. Actually, I wanted to kind of mess around since I'm on a stream. Nobody's watching. Let's see if I get onto this here. I'm doing this. Oh, what happened? All right.
Like imagine if a toilet paper company was like, how do we sell a lot of toilet paper?
When did you post it?
I have pretty good reason to believe many of
them. Like 3 hours ago?
Yeah, scroll through 3 hours of a fucking group chat right now. 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Tweet beats. Stock up now, Colorado. Yeah. They always say this shit, dude.
Slow day. Hello, Rem. Well, I don't think they can hear me. All right, well, this was not. Riveting stuff. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to wrap it up here for this streamcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Rogin Kimcast. Follow me on here at Rogin Kim. Follow me at R-O-G-I-N-K-I-M on Twitter, on YouTube. Find me, okay? I'm not on any other social platforms. Maybe I should be. Maybe I should be on the gram. Maybe I should be on Instagram telling everybody what I'm doing at every instant of my life. But unfortunately, I don't have that. But I am on Twitter, formerly X. I am on YouTube, so find me there. Like and all that stuff. Also, hideme.ai. Check it out. Your shield in the digital world.